Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Top Chef Fabio Viviani, you know him from Siena Tavern, and Fabio's got dozens of places around the country. How you holding up there, Chef?
Yeah, well, you know, we've seen better time, but we're holding up. How are you guys?
Well, you know what? We're banging away here, and I wanted to get your reaction to some news this morning about the Chicago City Council considering capping those delivery app fees for Grubhub and Uber Eats. The proposed fee limit is less strict than the 5% ceiling in an ordinance an alderman introduced months ago that the mayor rejected in favor of a rule requiring the services to disclose all the fees they charge. So the idea here is restaurants are hurting, and you don't want to take away more profits with the fee for delivery, right, Chef?
Right. So, you know, that it's helpful, right? So I think during this time of a little bit of a craziness and the whole social distancing and trying to figure it out, which is the best way to balance, you know, stay open safely with the need of the health of, you know, a lot of people. It's a fine balance act. Of course, we always err on the side of cautious. We want to make sure our diners are safe. We want to make sure our employees are safe. And also at the end, we want to make sure that we do have a business to be able to go back to. I think it helps. Mm-hmm. What I think also does, it creates a more fair landscape for people that, you know, have to sell things to go because they are forced to close the indoor. Now, we also want to make it fair on the receiver side, right? We want to make sure that those companies that offer these services, they are able to pay their employees. You know, a lot of people go out there and say, you know, it's time of crisis, let's not pay rent, or landlords, they need to pay rent too. So I think if we make this process fair and we make those tariffs a little bit more affordable. You know, delivery fees are very high. They're in the, you know, in the 20-30% sometimes. And they can truly put a strain and a burden on the operation, especially like places like, you know, us or smaller operator that convert most of their operation to the to-go landscape, especially for Thanksgiving. You know, the family gathering got smaller, people don't want to go out. So for us, giving the option of the to-go, it's huge. That's all we have really based our holiday on it, is the ability to offer a selection of delicious dishes and take them to go, to the point that not only we're going to be able to take them to go from our restaurants, but we also create a new hub far away from downtown, which is really at the Northbrook, in the Northbrook area.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? And by the way, I say that for the most part, traffic is lighter than it used to be. So go out and pick up the food yourself. Keep calm and carry out. And before we talk about Siena Tavern and what you're doing, Fabio, young people who won't be going over the river and through the woods to grandma's house for Thanksgiving this year, any tips for them, warnings on cooking their own turkey, maybe for the first time?
Well, so a couple of things, right? First of all, the reality is that turkey, it's a big bird. I call it like a big chicken, right?
So yeah.
a lot of people with less family members, is easier. They settle for a lot of leftover, or they start to portion the turkey. That's something that we definitely do in our restaurant. We offer either the breast or the leg. And when you do that, the ability of cutting back is not much on the bird, because even a couple of turkey leg, it's a lot of food for two people. It's the ability of creating sides of the side you want, right? You can't really much settle in the size of the bird, because the smallest bird is probably 10 pounds, which is still a lot of meat for two people. But creating different sides, of course, we add an Italian spin this year. We have done things like brioche and pancetta stuffing, you know, a hand-ground cranberry sauce, Italian Brussels sprouts, some form of some form of bread pudding for dessert, a lot of potatoes. And those are the things that you can control on your measuring if you have to overdo the turkey. Because the reality is that the next day after Thanksgiving it's over, you can use your turkey for a sandwich. You can use your turkey for a pulled turkey, something braised like a sloppy joe with turkey. You can use it for breakfast in a hash with potato. You can ground the cooked turkey and have pasta almost like a meat sauce, like a bolognese pasta, but with turkey. You can make meatball with this. So there is a million uses for turkey on the next day. You don't have ton of option on what to do with the sides. The sides, you got to eat them. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Chef? Everything you say sounds better. I feel like I'm in Florence, Italy when you're talking. And if we don't want to do it ourselves, you've got some ideas, and you're doing some things at Siena Tavern, aren't you?
Of course. So if everybody that is listening, you want us helping you to carry your Thanksgiving, because the new regulation, less people, you don't know how to do it, we got you covered. You know, Siena Tavern, old restaurant downtown, Prime and few other we operate, offer option for one person to, you know, eight guests. $50 a person. If you go to dynamic.com/Thanksgiving, there is a menu there for all the venue. You can take a look. And like I said, we deliver $50 a person, and then you can order as little as one person Thanksgiving, which I hope you're not celebrating by yourself, as up to a guest or more, right? And we offer an array of recipes. Like I said, we created a new hub in the North Shore, November 25th at the Northbrook Court Mall. We will be delivering there. And if you are in the Northbrook area, you can email us, place the order, and pick up instruction will be mailed to you. But again, it's us trying to serve the community, right, as best as we can. And although you can definitely pick these things up at the restaurants, it's, you know, delivery, it's easier. And now if they lower the tariffs, it's probably also more convenient. Right.
Right. And then that site again, dynamic.com, and that's spelled DINEAMIC. That's Fabio
Correct.
Viviani's hospitality group.
.com/Thanksgiving, yep.
Yeah, dynamic. DINEAMIC. And finally, Chef, what do you guys need to survive the winter here? Just for more of us to come by and carry out.
So you know, and it's funny to say, right? For us as a business people, we're more worried about our employee than we are worried about ourselves. And these whole the restrictions put a lot of burden on it. We have been pretty much shut down for 7-8 months, and looks like that didn't do a whole of a lot. We're shut down again, and what we're trying to do, like I said, we're trying to provide a safe environment while we're also trying to provide for our families. And the best things you can do, not just for us, for everybody, is to, if you want to eat something out, contribute to your local restaurants, to right. order some takeout, you know, buy some gift card. You know, gift card right now, it's huge, actually, mm-hmm. because it puts the money in the pocket of the restaurant and restaurant employees while you're using the service at a later date. So it supports a lot of small restaurants getting mm-hmm. a little bit of a cash influx until we figure it out if you know the Senate or the House can pass some more relief. But again, I grew up in a way that I'm not holding on too much government helps.
Come late. Don't hold your breath.
Don't hold your breath. A little too late, right? Sometimes.
Fabio Viviani. I appreciate the time, Fabio. I got to make way for the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom and then John Williams. All the best to you. Have a good holiday, and hopefully we'll see you in the restaurant again soon.
Happy holiday, and God bless, and stay safe out there, all right?